actions, and things are changing, things are happening very, very quickly. And God is asking us to begin with this. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're on now volume 12, 426, 1921. The acts done in my divine will carry the creative power within themselves and shall be the new salvation of mankind. And descending from heaven, these acts shall bring all the goods upon earth. They shall bring a new era and the triumph over human iniquity. So the acts, a lot of people say, well, I did my acts in the rounds in the divine will today. It's not us. You know, when Peter was out walking, when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, Peter didn't get out of the boat and start walking on the water. He said, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. And he got out of the boat and started walking. This is what we do with the divine will. Jesus, you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You are the true humanity that God wanted for humanity. And Lord, I want you to gaze in my gazing. I want you to listen in my listening. I want you to speak in my speaking. And that's what Jesus tells Luisa in volume 36. He says, I made your humanity for God, your senses for God. This is what Jesus says. We are to see God, to smell God, to taste God, to touch God, to hear God. Our senses are to become alive with God reigning in us. So we have to learn what the acts are. What is an act done in the divine will? It's to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything with everything that Jesus did in his holy humanity. This is what God is expecting of us. So the acts done in my divine will carry the creative power within themselves. What did God say to Adam? Be fruitful and multiply. This is not just about children. It's about every thought, every word, every deed. Be fruitful and multiply. This is one of the reasons why the children of the divine will are so happy. We are happy because God is creating in us. Because we've said, you breathe in my breathing. You beat in my heartbeat. I don't want this anymore. I don't want to be in charge anymore. I want you to be my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, my Messiah. And when we begin to let Jesus do this, he says, it shall be like a new salvation of mankind. So God does not only want to redeem us, but now he wants to sanctify us. I mean, no saint had this. No saint lived on earth in sanctification. This is why Jesus calls Luisa the newborn, the firstborn. She is the first since Adam to possess this gift. Now, of course, Mary, Theotokos, Mother of God, she possessed it. Jesus, Son of God, he possessed it because he is the new Adam. She is the new Eve. And now they have a newborn to live the life that Adam lost. And I always go back to, what did Adam's DNA look like? Adam was in the image and likeness of God. His IQ wasn't 90. It wasn't 140. It was image and likeness of God. So Jesus says to Luisa, you're going to return back almost to exactly what Adam had. But more than that, we are now going to have the image and likeness of Jesus, of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is why it says it's going to be like a new salvation of humanity, descending from heaven. Okay, so something's coming. It isn't here yet. Something's coming. And they shall bring all the goods upon earth, and they shall bring the new era. See, the old era is over. What did Our Lady say to Bruno in 1947, an approved apparition of in the church, Our Lady of Revelation? What did she say to Bruno? She says, "Time has now come to an end." And Bruno goes, "The end of the world?" And Our Lady says, "No, the end of this era of Lucifer." You see what's coming? Like we said yesterday, the devil's going to be banished not from Earth, not only from Earth, not only from our solar system, but from the universe. And what happens? As we enter into this new era, there's no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. I've had some people say, "Well, that happens at the end of the world." And it's like, yeah, okay. Where do you think we're going? It's not the end of the world. It's the beginning of paradise. It's the beginning of the New Jerusalem. It's the beginning of the divine Eden on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God wanted from the beginning. This is what Louisa possesses. Now, the saints did the will of God. But as Jesus tells Louisa over and over, but no one ever lived in the will of God until they died. But you, Louisa, possess this on earth as it is in heaven. And this is what we're going to find out as we keep on reading. They shall bring the new era, the triumph over human iniquity. It's going to be gone. Everyone is going to be peaceful. Everyone's going to be joyful. Everyone's going to be happy. We're going to be of one mind, one heart, one faith. There's not going to be any arguments. There's not going to be, "What did you mean by that?" That's what a lot of people say today. "What do you mean by that?" It's, we're not thinking the way we were supposed to in union with God. So the three powers that God has given us, our intellect, memory, and will, are now being reformed in God. We are seeing things from a divine perspective, from Jesus' intellect. Our memory isn't, "They did this to me, and they said that about me, and they did this to my family. This is what they did to my nation." No, it's, we are all one with God. Our memory is of the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary. That's one of the reasons we pray the Holy Rosary. And in this time that we're here, again, this is important. It's a time of silence. Jesus speaks silently. We have to begin to hear him in silence. And that's the inspiration, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When we begin to, our memory begins to think the way Jesus and Mary thinks, everything changes for the world. Why do you think the Roe versus Wade was overturned? Now. Why did it happen now? Because the divine will is in more and more places. More and more people are praying in the divine will. And the power of this prayer is astonishing. Because it's Jesus. It's Mary. It's not us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. So he says, "Therefore, multiply your acts in my divine will," Jesus says. "Learn how to do this." And that's why we have the Rounds book. The Rounds book, if you haven't bought a Rounds book, I hate to say bought, but if you haven't got a Rounds book, you can download it for free at luisapicaretta.me. You can, when you pray the Rounds, what happens at that point is everything changes. It's we're repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated, and then you will renew the face of the earth through us." That's what's happening. When we were in Corrado and we looked at the chart of all the prayer groups of the divine will throughout the world, I was astonished to see so many in South Korea. And everybody at that time was saying, we're going to go to war with Korea. Everybody's doom and glooming. And yet, when we saw all those prayer groups in South Korea, it couldn't happen. Roe versus Wade was turned over because of the little children in the Holy Divine Will praying, "Lord, stop this abortions. Stop this euthanasia." Where everybody's waking up. Everybody's waking up. And the great thing is God is winning. Don't be a doom and gloomer. It's what's coming is glorious. Yeah, we're going to go through some bumpy roads, yeah, but God wins. And this is why he says, multiply your acts in my divine will to form the weapons. This is weapons of love, the gifts of love, the graces of love, so as to be able to descend. Listen to what he says. He says, this descending from heaven again into the midst of creatures. Something's coming. This is why Jesus says, the return of my fiat is coming. And wage war on all of humanity, but it's a war of love. It's not a war of blood. God wins, and God wins. Now, you think about it. What we've always learned, the strong survive. You know, only the strong survive. It's demanded, you know, it's the strong. Jesus says, the meek will inherit the earth. What's the difference? The meek trust God. The meek have confidence in God. And what is that? It's the strength of God. You don't need human strength. So great things are coming. And we have to help our families, our friends, and all those around us that are dying. We have to help them understand that God loves them and God has plans. And the plan, the main plan of the divine will is for divine healing. And I think this is one of the reasons why we're here, of what Our Lady said, there'll be more miracles here than at Lourdes and at Fatima. Not in the United States. And a lot of people say, well, that's Washington. Well, this was the healing place with the water. And I can tell you, a couple years ago, when I was having chest pain, and the Friday night was bad, Saturday night was worse, Sunday afternoon was awful, and I said, I got to go to the hospital. And one of the girls in the prayer group said, well, why don't you drink some water from Our Lady of America? And I went, never thought of it. So as soon as the water touched my bottom lip, it didn't even go into my mouth. As soon as it touched my bottom lip, I felt instantly healed and 20 years younger. And I said, because nothing ever happens to me, I said, well, so this is what a miracle feels like. God is in charge. And I'll tell you, drink this water, bathe in this water, walk in this water, you know, be with, you know, just asking Jesus and Mary to heal your families, heal your friends, heal our nations. The great things are coming. This is the beauty of the prayer of the little children, the Holy Divine Will, one with Louisa. Volume 13, 6, 12, 19, 21. Know that your life must be the fiat. Do you hear what Jesus is saying? Know that your life must be the fiat. And when we say fiat, it means yes to God. You're stuck in traffic. You've got to get to a doctor's appointment. There's no way to get there. Fiat. Are you worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative? No. Your life is fiat. Okay, Lord, you don't want me to be there. Thank you. It's not what I got to do. I have to be in charge. I have to. No, the I has to disappear. That's why Jesus said, stop saying I. A lot of times when we talk to people, it's, well, I did this and I did that and I, me, my. That's not divine will. The divine will is Jesus. The divine will is Mary. The divine will is Louisa. The reflection of the Trinity on earth. When we do our prevening act in the morning, this is what God is waiting for. How are you going to, what are you going to do today? How are you going to live today? I want to live in the divine will. I want to be fused with you, triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And God says, good. How are you going to do that? Well, I want to fuse myself with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. God goes, good. Why are you doing that? So I can begin to embrace creation. All of creation is mine. It's yours. Every leaf on a tree is an I love you. Every blade of grass is an I love you to you. And Jesus says, I'm waiting for souls to give back to God this divine I love you. We breathe in, it's God saying I love you. We breathe out saying to God, I love you. It's to allow God to Give us creation, then redemption. Every drop of blood, every sigh, every sadness, every wound that Jesus and Mary went through is an I love you to us. And we take this. When we look at Christ crucified, this is what he went through for us. That's our death. He took our place. And what does he do in exchange? He gives us the divine will, the divine life that Adam lost again. This is redemption. And now sanctification. Sanctification. There's more I love yous in creation. There's so many I love yous in creation. There's more I love yous in redemption. But sanctification, there's more I love yous in sanctification than creation and redemption combined. Be fruitful and multiply. This is love. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. This should be, every heartbeat should be to our God, I love you. Every gaze, every thought, every word should be an I love you. That's paradise. That's heaven. And that's what God is waiting for. All the misery of the earth is going to disappear. And Jesus says, you have to choose the life that you want. How are you going to live? If we love with a fiat, again, as he says, you must know that your life must be the fiat. Somebody, something happens, fiat. Something happens, fiat. Something good happens, fiat. Something bad happens, fiat. It's not pulling your hair out and going, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? No, God loves you. See, it's to enter into this divine I love you. We have to breathe this in with our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouths. We breathe this in with the senses, all the I love yous of God, to breathe back out to God. Our I love you, one with him, one with Jesus. That's the rounds. It's Jesus in you that's doing it. You're just surrendering and letting God reign. He says, my fiat issued you to the light, and like noble queen carrying the fiat creator in your womb. See, it's to be one with, see, God is so humble. He's so little. He's so loving. He comes to us as a child. When you hear Louisa kissing Jesus, it's a mother kissing his little baby. When you hear Jesus kissing Louisa, it's the father kissing his little daughter. This isn't, I remember one person says, that's gross. No, it's not. You don't even see what's happening. This is a father kissing his little daughter. This is a mother kissing her little son. Jesus wants to be held. You see that with Our Lady as a baby, and you see that with Mary and Jesus at the foot of the cross. Jesus says this, carrying the fiat created in your womb, and you must walk the field of life upon the wings of that same fiat, sowing everywhere the seed of my divine will, to be able to form many other centers of my life upon earth. The center of the life of God is in a human. By you being peaceful, your family becomes peaceful. If you're the wild maniac in the house screaming, that's not Jesus. That has to die. We read that a couple days ago. If you live for yourself, you're going to die. If you die to yourself, you're going to live. If that screaming maniac is in your house, you know, slamming doors and throwing things, Jesus isn't there. And Jesus isn't in your family. But if you are peaceful, if you are joyful, if you are happy, Jesus is there. And watch what God will do. He is there. Not you. This is what Jesus is saying. Therefore, you will be able to form many other centers of my life, peace, joy, and happiness, and then come back into the same fiat in heaven. Be faithful to me, and my divine will shall be your life. The hand to lead you, the feet to walk, the mouth to speak. In some, it shall take the place of everything. The miserable human being will not be there. Jesus will be there. And this is what the illumination of conscience is going to do. we're going to see how many people we have hurt. We're going to see how much we have offended God in our ego. And Jesus says that's going to disappear. For a number of people, it says they will be so shocked of how they have hurt people. They will be so shocked of how they offended God that they will die of fright. That's what's going to happen at the illumination of conscience. What is the illumination of conscience? How do we know what that is? Read the book of heaven. Jesus is working on us. He's leading us, guiding us, directing us. It takes the place of everything. It replaces all the misery, all the worry, all the fear, all the me, 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 I. It gets rid of that. It's Jesus. It's Mary. It's Louisa. Volume 13, 10, 21, 21. Louisa, beloved daughter of my volition, like son, my divine will inundates you. You are nothing other than the prey, the amusement, the contentment of my most holy divine will. And as you immerse yourself in my most holy divine will, my divine will pours upon you like solar rays the fragrance of my divine sanctity, of my divine power, of my divine wisdom, of my divine goodness, etc. This is not human. But this is what humans are called to. No one possesses that yet. When somebody says to me, well, I'm living in the divine will, I want to, should I get on my knees and kneel and adore you? Because Jesus is there fully? I don't think so. Why? Because Jesus says there's going to be a great event that's going to happen. That great event we are going to witness. And then we're going to see what happens. Since my divine will is eternal, the more you try to be in the divine will, to make the divine will more than your own life, the more you come to absorb within yourself my immutability, and my impassivity. Eternity, listen to this, like a wheel spins around you. These are our rounds. So that you may take part in everything, past, present, and future. See, that great thing about the divine will is bilocation. God takes you where He, it's not the bilocation of the saints. He takes you where He wants to take you. He'll take you to Bethlehem. He'll take you to Capernaum. He'll take you to Golgotha. He'll take you to the Sea of Galilee. Honest to goodness, your whole prayer life changes when you begin to let God have His way with you in bilocating you. Prayer completely changes. Prayer is not, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed be Jesus, I got my prayers done. Oh, now I can go outside and play golf. It's not doing, it's living. It's Jesus. You're with Jesus all day long. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Gaze at the sun. The miracle of the sun is always around here. Trying to show to us that Our Lady is here. We have to understand, this is holy ground. And when the bishop came last week, what is bound on earth is now bound in heaven. The power that you're going to see, that Our Lady's going to show the world, as she said, more miracles here than Lourdes and at Fatima. Watch what happens. And again, if you say, I doubt that's going to happen to me, it's not going to happen to you. You've already said no to God. See, it's to be positive. Lord, if you want to heal me, heal me. You want to heal my family? Heal my family. Lord, and go back to sacred scripture. When the man that was very sick said, Lord, if you can, you can heal me. If you wish, you can heal me. And Jesus says, I do wish this. He wants to heal us completely, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. He wants to divinely heal us. Don't limit God. Well, it can't happen to me. No, it can't happen to you. You've said no to God. Let him have his way with you. Lord, let it be done as you say. Total docility. Total submission. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you can read all you want, but you should be falling in love with God. Falling in love with God. That's the thing that's so beautiful. Our Lord loves us so much. He loves us so much. Jesus says, eternity like a wheel spins around you so that you can take part in everything and nothing may escape you. And this so that my most holy divine will in you may remain honored and fully glorified by a human. That's what Louisa did. And that's what Jesus is saying. Have you learned from Louisa how to do this yet? Are you linking yourself with Louisa to understand what this is? When Jesus says, you must be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. You must be perfected as my most heavenly Father is perfected. How do you do this? We have the Book of Heaven. The Book of Heaven is the why and the how this is going to happen. I look at the Book of Heaven as when we were in Boy Scouts, we had this thick book where how to tie knots, how to build a campfire, how to set traps. I mean, it was detailed. That's the Book of Heaven. When somebody says, well, I've read the Book of Heaven and I understand everything, I go, you haven't even begun to understand. The Book of Heaven is the way and the how. The Book of Heaven is eternal. Jesus says about the Book of Heaven, he says that this book will open the door to the kingdom. Okay? When you read volume 1 through volume 36 the first time, it's amazing. The second time, it's unbelievable. The third time, astonishing. And what God is doing is, he says, I have plans for you. How much do you want to do this? The more we read, the more he expands our understanding. The more we read, the more we're really entering heaven while on earth. And when things happen, when before you were worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, that all disappears. It's fiat, Lord, okay? What do you want to teach me? Fiat, Lord, thank you. What do you want me to show me? It's this conversation that the Book of Heaven helps you to become, to hear. That's why I said, Jesus speaks in silence. If the radio's blasting, if the television's blasting, you're not going to hear Jesus. But in silence, all of a sudden you go, oh, okay. And everybody goes, what's wrong with you? No, nothing. I just understand something a little better. God is working. Jesus is the Word. When the Father speaks, it's Jesus' voice. The Holy Spirit that's coming, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming, is going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket compared to what God is going to do for his children. He says this. He says, to the first daughter of my divine will, Louisa Picaretta, I want nothing to be lacking. Not one distinction that belongs to me that may make Louisa distinguished before the whole of heaven as the first, the beginning of the sanctity, divine sanctity of living in my divine will. She is the true reflection of Jesus. Mary. When Our Lady of America says, I want to bring purity to the world, what's that purity? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. The evil one has nothing to do with this. It's Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. You know, this chapel has been changed to the Oratory of the Holy Family. Oh, that brings to mind, if anyone wants to become a novice of the Benedictine Oblates of the Divine Will, and then if you've been reading the Divine Will for a couple of years, profess your promises, we can do that tomorrow after Mass, after the procession, if you wish. Again, I never thought I would be a religious. Religious is higher than diocesan, and it's a higher spirituality. And I never thought, I mean, I can't live with people. I'm a pain in the neck, you know. My mother said to me once, my mother was honest. Honest as honest could be. She was a saint. She prayer and singing all day long. That's all she did. I don't know how she did what she did. She was constantly working. But one day you know, I thought everything was going well. And she said to me, do you know why Jesus made you a priest? And I went, oh, this wisdom coming. I said, why, Ma? And she says, God saved a woman from a life of hell. And I went, I said, thanks, Mom. It was, she always told the truth. And anybody knows me that she was exactly right. See, God has plans. And his plans are so good that when we enter into the divine will, everything is fiat. Everything is fiat. He loves us. He loves us so much. See, and he says to Louisa, you are the first. You're distinguished before all of heaven, Louisa, because you are the first, the beginning of the sanctity of living in my divine will. This is more than what God gave to Adam. What does Louisa's DNA look like? What does it look like? It's the DNA of Jesus. It's the DNA of Mary. That's what has to reign in us. Our DNA get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, to become food for worms. God doesn't want that anymore. Things are going to change. They're already changing in the world. They're already changing in the United States. They're already changing in the church. Don't be afraid of anything. God is in charge. And Jesus says, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. What does that mean? That's a full attack, inside and out. It's not going to be destroyed. It's going to get hit and hit hard. As Pope Benedict said, the church is going to look like it disappeared. Don't worry about that. See, we were made for this time. That's why I love going back to Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc says, I'm not afraid, number one. Number two, I was born for this time. And number three, God is with me. God is with me. We have to know this because it's going to get bumpy. And if it's too bumpy, people are going to become afraid. See, we have to be to our families, to our friends, to our mother, to our neighbors, a mother to them. We have to, when there's a thunderstorm and the children run to the mother, what's going on? The mother says, everything is going to be okay. Everything's going to be greater than okay. God is in charge. We have to help those around us who are very far from God. We don't give up on them. We say to the Lord, take care of the situation, Lord. Jesus, I trust in you. The final devotion that Jesus said to St. Faustina that I give to my church, before I return, Jesus, I trust in you. Volume 13, 11, 1921. Do you know who prevented its execution and sustained my holy humanity from dying? First was my inseparable mother on my right. And then I looked to the left and I found the little daughter of the divine will. I found you, Louisa, as the first, with the retinue of other daughters of my divine will. Again, the soul is feminine. And since I wanted my mama with me as the first link of mercy, by which we were to open the doors to all humanity, therefore I wanted to lean my right arm on my mother. And as for you, Louisa, I wanted to you as the first link of justice. Mary brings divine mercy. Louisa brings divine justice. Now think about that. Scripture says Jesus returns with divine justice. That's scripture. To prevent it from overloading upon itself all creatures as they deserve. This wrath of God, as scripture says. If you say the truth to someone and someone rejects it, it's not to be upset. The next step, you've got to feel sorry for them. When truth is presented to a person, scripture says, and they say no to truth, then they must suffer the wrath of God. It's like a mother says to a child, don't touch the stove, it's very hot. And the kid touches the stove. Ah, you know, you got what you deserve. What's coming is the fire from heaven. The fire from heaven is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's ecstasy for those who love Jesus and Mary. For those who don't want Jesus and Mary, it's the wailing and grinding of teeth. See, Jesus, what's coming is for everybody, but Jesus says, in reality, it's only for those who want it. To prevent it from unloading itself upon all creatures, the first link of divine justice, as they deserve. Therefore, I wanted to lean my left arm on you, Louisa, so that you might sustain it together with me. These two props, one on my left, one on my right, I felt life giving back to me. And as if I had suffered nothing, with a firm step, I went out to meet my enemies and all the pains that I suffered during my passion, many of which were capable of giving me death. But these two props, Mary and Louisa, never left me. See, in the Old Testament, it was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. In the New Testament, it's Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. In the new era, it's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. It's the new Adam. It's the new Eve with the newborn. That's what's coming. That's what God is offering to us. And when they saw me nearly dying with my own divine will that they contained, and they sustained me and gave me as though many sips of life, oh, prodigies of my divine will, who could ever number them or calculate their value. This is why I love so much Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will. I recognize in Louisa my portrait. That's why he says, Louisa, how beautiful you are. My noble features I recognize in Louisa. I feel my own breath, my own voice in Louisa. So when we read the book of heaven, Jesus is breathing this into her. Why? To perfect her. Be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect. That's what he's doing with us as well. The human misery is going to be gone. Volume 14:3, 24, 22. Therefore, I repeat to you, Louisa, your mission is great. I could not choose you for a higher, more noble, more sublime and divine mission. There is nothing that I cannot centralize in you, Louisa. Even the multiplication of my life, I shall make new prodigies of graces never made until now. That's through Louisa. Now, if we're linked to Louisa, Jesus is saying this to us. I have not chosen... You have a great mission with Louisa. I could not choose you for a higher, more noble, more sublime, more divine mission. And there is nothing that I cannot centralize in you if you are linked to Louisa. Even the multiplication of my life for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners. I, God, shall make new prodigies of graces that I've never made with any of the saints until now. See, this is a new era that's begun. The kingdom is here. He says the kingdom of God is within you. He wants to see this happen in each and every one of us. Volume 14:5, 19, 1922. Louisa, you are nothing other than an Adam in my holy divine will, my volition. But in this Adam, I, God, place all the weight of my most holy divine will, so that as you move, the immense ocean, the immense sea of my divine will may receive its motion. The waters may ripple as though agitated. They may give off their freshness, their fragrance, and may overflow for the good of heaven and that of earth. The atom is small, extremely light, and it is not capable of agitating the whole immense sea of my divine will. But once all the weight of my divine will has been placed in this little atom, this little soul can be capable of everything. Do you see what Jesus is saying to you? If you're one with Louisa, there's nothing to be afraid of. And you, Louisa, shall give me the field in order to release from myself more divine acts from Jesus. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, walk in my walking. Jesus, dance in my dancing. Jesus, sing in my singing. He says it very clearly. You shall be like the little stone that is cast into the font. As it falls, the waters ripple, the waters are agitated and give off the freshness and their fragrance. However, the little stone does not contain the weight of my divine will, and therefore it cannot make the fount overflow. But your Adam, Louisa, your littleness, Louisa, with the weight of my divine will, can not only overwhelm my ocean, this ocean of love, but flood heaven and earth. Be fruitful and multiply. You shall drink the whole of my divine will with all the good goods that it contains. And as though in one gulp, and then another gulp, you, Louisa, shall admit it outside. Now she's going to give it to us. She's the firstborn. Now it's ours if we wish. And while you do this, you shall multiply my life, my goods, as many times, for as many times as you drink it, for as many times as you admit it to us. And if the blessed in heaven enjoy all the beatitude that my divine will contains and live in it, as in their own center, see that this is important. They do not, however, multiply it. See, the saints can't multiply anything. That their life is over. You need a body and a soul, St. Thomas Aquinas says. Okay? They can't multiply it since their merits are fixed in them. Everything that they have done is done. You are happier than the saints in heaven because to be able to multiply my life and my will, my goods, you are able to do this. In them, my divine will is the beatifier. But in you, Louisa, on earth, it is operative. See, this is why Jesus says, don't lose a moment. This is why talking is a waste of time. It's to talk to Jesus. It's to walk with Jesus. It's to be one with Jesus. The mystical marriage is just the beginning. He says, heaven is the wedding feast. He came to earth to find a bride. He will marry the church collectively, but he wants to marry each soul individually. Get to know your spouse. And when you, Louisa, operate, I, God, look anxiously to see whether you operate in my divine will to receive the contentment of seeing myself multiplied in your acts. It'd be fruitful and multiply. This is how we're to live. Volume 14, this is why it's got a little asterisk next to it. Volume 14, 7:10, 1922. My daughter Louisa, rise, rise more. He's saying, come to heaven. But so high as to reach the womb of the divinity, your life shall be among the three divine persons. Adam lost this. Louisa's the firstborn now. A woman took this away from Adam. God gives this back to a woman. To give back to the man. See, in order to make you reach the point, I, God, form my life in you. Jesus is saying this. I, God, enclose my eternal volition in whatever you do, Louisa. And there it flows in a marvelous and surprising way. And my volition is acting in you in continuous, imminent act. Now, after I, God, formed my life in you, Louisa, with my divine will acting in you, Louisa, in your acts, your human will has remained soaked, transfused in such a way that my divine will possesses a life on earth. Transfusion. See, the saints were transformed. God is going to transfuse us. This is higher than transformation. Transfusion is this element that we are is transmuted in inside and out. Your whole interior life becomes one with God. Your body becomes like God. When he returns, we will see him as he is, and we will become like him. Do you see what's coming? This isn't about this life. It's the abundant life that's coming. He says, in such a way that my divine will possesses a life on earth, inside and out. Now it is necessary that you rise, okay, necessary that you come to heaven, and carry with you, Louisa, my life, my divine will, so that my volition and earth and that of heaven may fuse together, heaven and earth kiss, and you may give life for some time. You might have life for some time in the womb of divinity in heaven. So he says to Louisa, 1947, basically, you're coming to heaven, where your volition, your human will, shall be acting in my most holy divine will, so as to be able to expand it as much as a creature can possibly be capable of. You're going to receive everything that I have originally planned for Adam and more. It's not just the life of Adam, image and likeness of God. It's now the life of the new Adam, Jesus, and then the new Eve, Mary. No saint ever had this. He says, you're going to receive as much as a person can possibly be capable of. And then, listen to this, you shall descend upon earth, bringing the power, the divine power, the divine prodigies of my divine will to humanity. In such a way that humanity shall be shaken. That's in the book of Revelation. The earth is going to shake. Oh, it's going to be a great earthquake. More than that. Do you ever hear of the Shakers? They're near Rochester, New York. They used to jump and down, up and down in the house. And they would say, those are the Shakers over there. That was a religious cult. People are going to be rejoicing when they see Louisa descending upon earth. People are going to be terrified in fear when they see this. Jesus says in volume 24, everyone's going to be Catholic. The Jews, the Buddhists, the Protestants, the Muslims, the atheists, when they see this, Jesus says to Louisa, basically, they're going to say, how can I possess this life? And Louisa's going to say, first thing, to be in God's image, you have to be baptized Catholic. And then to be in the likeness, it's going to be with the book of heaven. How and why this is going to happen. This is what he says. And then you shall descend again upon earth, bringing the power and the prodigies of my divine will in such a way that creatures shall be shaken. They shall open their eyes and they shall begin to know what it means to live in my divine will. Oh, I live in the divine will. Jesus doesn't say that. He says, when they see Louisa, then they'll begin to understand what it means. So if you don't understand what it means, the divine will, don't worry about it. You're going to understand. Jesus prophesies this. To live in the likeness of their God. You're going to begin to understand what God is going to do. Remember, Jesus said to Louisa, everything I possess is yours. What doesn't Louisa possess? The resurrection. Wait till you see what God's got planned. It's going to shake the world. And everyone will become Catholic. There's not many religions for God. There's one true religion. And Jesus brought it here. And yes, the church is being attacked continuously. Jesus was attacked to the point of being crucified. And Jesus and the saints have said, the church is going to be brought to Calvary. That's where we're going. It's nothing to be afraid of. What God is going to do is going to astonish us. Because he goes on and he says this. This shall be the beginning of the coming of my kingdom upon earth and of the final fulfillment of my most holy divine will. That's where we are today. Everything is close at hand. When Jesus said 2,000 years ago, the kingdom of God is at hand, he now says the kingdom of God is here if you want it, as much as you want or as little as you want. And as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, every day he breathes on us a little more. He expands our capacity to understand the truth And Jesus is the truth. Mary is one with Jesus. Jesus, Mary, and now we're going to get this through Louisa. So we'll end here, and we'll have Mass at 11 o'clock. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And remember...